Welcome back to Pride Day on CFRC. I'm very, very excited right now. I can't even really contain it. We have the Lost Boys on the phone. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Do you guys mind introducing yourselves?
Sure.
I am AO.
Mm-hmm. And I am B-Study.
Yes.
All right. So I first heard of your group from the site Post Pomo New York and Homo when the video for Sincerely was posted.
Yes.
How long have you two been doing this and how did you get your start?
We started very shortly after we graduated from college, which was in 2009.
We just sort of didn't see any good music about that we related to out there, and we decided it was time for us to do our own thing.
And yeah, it's harder to find outlets for when you want to make music post college. I mean, it's very easy in college, so mm-hmm. we wanted to continue in that vein, and this was the way to do it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
How would you describe the kind of music that you do?
Okay.
I'll just say, I'll start it off generally saying that I really have not heard anything like what we do that's for better or for worse. I don't know. I don't really know how to classify it. But if we were to try to.
Yeah, I mean, I like to say that it's silly, fun, black feminist pop music.
Okay,
so yeah, so that may sound weird, but yeah, that's kind of, those are the words that I'm on right now.
Okay.
So why the name Lost Boys?
Yes. Well, we sort of, of course, boy to identify as queer in terms of gender, not necessarily as masculine presenting, but as, you know, tomboy, as, you know, kind of doing our own thing. Mm-hmm. And Lost Boys from the novel, the right. Peter Pan novel, because they're sort of a group of renegade little kids who they're not related by blood, but they're a family, and they're kind of outcasts from society, and they're happy and they're doing their thing, and that's sort of how we identify our community, our queer communities, and ourselves.
Awesome. Mm. So your music as a duo often uses humor, either in lyrics or aspects of the video. I'm thinking the mock interview in The Race or the nerdy characters in Sincerely.
Yeah.
Is that part of, like, as your website states, a way to challenge the sexist, racist, and homophobic hot mess that is mainstream music?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like us as who we are do that innately. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing behind the nerdy gear was that that's sort of who we are. We might have grown a little bit from when we did that, but
a little.
Yeah, that, you know, that's what we encounter, and it's not so far from reality is what I'm trying to say. So
right, and like, yeah, the interview in The Race was scripted, obviously, but it's not that far from reality. I think there's a lot of ignorance that, you know, we all still encounter, and poking fun at it is one way to cope with it and get through that struggle.
As musicians, how does your queer and racial identity influence your music style and your lyrics?
It's good questions, yeah.
Well, I don't know, you can start.
Okay. It's, I guess, it's a crawfish.
Yeah.
It's who we are. I mean, we, you know, we identify with who we are, and people sometimes ask, like, don't you want to make music that's like mainstream? And you know, it's like, it doesn't make sense, because like we're speaking from our own experiences.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I will sort of reiterate what I sort of just said, but we are political beings. There is no way for us not to be. So when we write about, you know, we tend to just write about the things that are important to us or that we go through or whatever, that's what comes out.
Yeah, and so like when we write a song just about like liking a girl or whatever, you know,
or liking books, the books that we read are, you know,
yeah, it's all connected. It's you can't, yeah, it's hard to be separate from that.
So what kind of projects and organizing are you all involved with outside of the Lost Boys?
Mm-hmm. I'm currently trying to organize a workshop, a writer's workshop, songwriting and emceeing for queer folks in the DC area.
This is pretty much what I do.
And that's, I mean, this is our activism, like, right. This is how we make a difference, and I think it is effective. On its own, without, like, you know, going out to a march and holding a sign, and
right.
it's still doing work, you know, right. For our folks.
So who would you say are your main music influences?
There are a lot, lot of those. There are, like, so many. I was watching, I was watching Still Bill. The documentary, as a documentary about Bill Withers. And I was like, oh, I love it. You know, so Bill Withers, Erykah Badu,
Michelle Andegiocello.
Never know how to say his last name correctly. Yes. Sarah Tavares is a great one. She's Portuguese singer, but.
Prince, obviously.
Prince, yeah. Sweet Honey in the Rock.
Clearly.
That Mama, which...
Mama.
God, that's...
And I feel, I mean, like, I kind of always wanted to be, like, a boy R&B artist. Like, it's a dream of mine. So, like, those guys, even though I don't really respect their...
What's his face?
Their image, necessarily.
Oh, Bilal.
Any new artists that you're currently want to rep
into right now? I don't want to say.
Who doesn't love? I've just been listening to the Little Dragon song.
Little Dragon, Little girl. Dragon. Oh my God! She can sing. She can sing.
She is absolutely beautiful. Janelle Monae, even though she's not that new.
Nah.
And she, I mean, you know.
And she's, well.
Whatever. Let's not.
I'm not going to.
Let's see. I don't know. And a lot of the times, the new artists for us are not necessarily new, but they're new to us.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the ones that we stated, maybe not a lot, but some of them are new to us.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I have to ask, since it is Pride Day for CFIC, how do you two celebrate Pride in DC? And what does it mean to you?
Well, I don't know about the, but I am going to walk in the parade.
With AARP,
whatever. It's hard to get in. Okay, so whatever.
What's AARP?
It's for elderly
folk. People. Yeah, mm-hmm. But whatever. We get to throw Skittles. So it'll be fun. And we are performing during the festival on Sunday. This Sunday. At 11:30. So anybody who's in Canada, come on down. 11:30 a.m.
What else? There's Black Pride, which was we were actually touring, so we missed it. But that's always fun.
We performed at that last year.
Yeah, lots of gorgeous, gorgeous people running around. It's very overstimulating. Just hanging out.
We're just, you know, be around, be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. So I saw on Kickstarter that pledges have reached the $4,000 goal.
Whoa.
So does that mean you'll be spending the better part of the summer in the studio recording?
Yes. That is exactly what that means. and it'll be fun to sort of get the new songs coming.
Yeah, we haven't come out with a new song in months, so it's gonna feel good. I think like a good release to get that going again.
Can you sing us a little sample of something that will be on the CD?
Could we play?
Sure.
Okay.
that's better. This is brand new. No one knows about this yet.
All right. Ooh. I'm so excited.
Oh, come on. When mama's face makes me sleep, it's the postman. My unemployment and all that loan shit. You can't ignore it. I'm not a cop, so I don't have a bank. Because I'm straight broke with $2 on my gas tank. Oh, I'm so broke. I'm so broke. And this is pre-production.
This is not a final draft at all. Taking money from me like this. Are you gonna do this?
Alright, okay. Fade out. Shit, okay. I don't think I can. Okay.
Alright, awesome. Thank you for that.
Yes.
You're the first person that's got to hear that.
Well, I'm very excited. I'm sure lots of other people listening will be very excited as well. I was speaking to some very big fans of yours in Kingston. And I asked them if there was anything that they wanted me to ask you, relay any information. And the main question was, are you single?
Funny you ask. What does that mean? I'm just kidding.
I guess the better question, are you planning to be single around October when you come to Kingston, possibly at the time of the hip hop festival?
That's a different question. I'm not going to lie. Both of our significant others are in the room.
Are
right
in
now.
Looking at us.
So, as of right now, no, but we'll talk. Come up there.
All right. Yay. Sounds good. I'm just the messenger.
Right.
Oh, do you have any song requests that I can play?
Anything?
Yeah.
Ooh, we should.
Well, something I can find.
Right. Okay. But is this internet? You can internet it?
Yeah. Of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is cool. I like this. This is really great.
What would we say? I would say, because we rapped Little Dragon so hard, I would say Constant Surprise.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that.
That's
Constant
good.
Surprises.
People like that. People like that. Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was awesome being talking to you.
So where can listeners check out your music before your CD comes out?
We have a website right now. It's www.thelostboys.com. We also have, which check it out because it's new and we are really happy with it. And we have a Facebook where all of the videos are. That's the place where, and YouTube is actually where all of the videos are. So
that's where it hits first. So okay. The YouTube is.
Yeah, and just check us. Our Facebook is the way to get in touch with us.
Mm-hmm.
We have an email, which you can get to from our website.
The Lost Boys
at gmail.com.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much, and have fun at the Capital Pride.
Yeah, thank you so much.